Episode 2. The Vikings.
Or how wave after wave of immigration made and continues to make Britain the rich, fascinating and occasionally suspicious country it is today.
It must have been hard being a liberal in the 5th century. You try to talk in encouraging terms about all the positive aspects of multiculturalism, about the wonderful rainbow mix of ethnic traditions and customs, and then all the immigrants let you down by splitting everyone's head open with an axe, forcing you and your family to flee for your lives.
Yes, well, you see, in their religion, murder and pillage is very much a matter of honour. So I think it would be rather culturally elitist of us to attempt some sort of universal moral judgment based on our own ethical... Oi! The bastard! He just nicked my ox.
In the year 789, some strange visitors turned up off the coast of Dorset and killed the local reeve. His village was left with no one to do all the... well, all the reeving. The account of this first Viking raid appears in the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, the official record of events in late Anglo-Saxon England. Soon, readers of the Chronicle got fed up with reading the same depressing news year after year.
Vikings raid Lindisfarne. Jarrow Monastery burned by Viking thugs. Iona monks murdered by Vikings. Stop this Viking misery, says the Chronicle.
What was so terrifying about the Vikings was not just the suddenness with which they appeared, but also the savagery of their attacks. None of the usual European rules of engagement seemed to apply. King Edmund of East Anglia was tied to a tree and used for target practice by Viking archers. A Northumbrian king had his lungs ripped out of his chest, while another king was apparently hung from a tree by his testicles. At least, that was his excuse when they found him. Of course, our view of the Vikings is coloured by the fact that for centuries our only source material was the Anglo-Saxon accounts of their raids, and so we have tended to stereotype the Vikings by presuming that they were all brutal and thuggish. But you don't get a second chance to make a first impression.